Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Lessons from the world of medicine. Boy, we can learn them. If we take a look at the world of medicine, there are lots of valuable lessons that can be applied to your financial life. First of all, you and I know, David, that men have an aversion to going to the doctor. We just don't like to do it. You know, women are so much better at it than we are. But I think we're all smart enough to know that even if you feel fine, it's usually a good idea to go get a regular checkup. And the same thing applies to your financial situation. See a financial advisor and get a good idea of where you stand. And I know that David would love to talk with you and to take care of that little issue for you.
Yeah, so I go to my doctor once a year, hopefully no more. Not because I feel sick, but because I want to stay on top of any problems that might not be evident to me as a non-medical person. So in the same way, everything might feel fine in your financial life, but sometimes, you know, a periodic checkup could be really helpful in pointing out some problems that you just don't see coming. So everybody has blind spots, whether it's in your health or your finances or other things, stuff you just can't see, either because they were hidden or maybe they were in plain sight, but you just didn't know what you were looking for. So kind of like your family doctor, who hopefully knows a lot about your health and a lot about your family traits, so that he or she can interpret things that are going on that might seem insignificant to you, you're very likely to benefit from some sort of financial professional with lots of experience who can understand your entire financial position. So your taxes, your income, your retirement income, some inheritance you might get, your risk position, and in particular, your risk tolerance. And looking at all those things can actually make recommendations that are specific to you. And then finally, you'd want somebody that acts as a fiduciary. And all that means is someone who is not only morally, but is legally bound to represent your interests first. So somebody like that can get the big picture and explain some things that maybe are blind spots for you that you didn't even know were there.
Absolutely. Well, getting back to the medical correlation here, you know, we tend to, you know, if you have a certain ache or a pain, you Google it and find out what it is. You know, self-diagnose, figure out what's wrong with you without going to a doctor. And that's what a lot of males do. And sometimes you can treat these things with an over-the-counter med of some kind, and sometimes not. Sometimes it's a serious issue and you need to, first of all, diagnose it properly, and that requires a doctor to do that. And sometimes you need to get a prescription, some kind of prescription medication to help you through it. And the same thing is true with the world of finances. When you're preparing for retirement, you want to make sure that everything is done right, and that requires a professional like David Dickens.
Yeah, so I think we're all guilty of self-diagnosing, whether it's, you know, as you mentioned, some things that we end up using over-the-counter meds for. A lot of times we self-diagnose in our financial life. And a lot of times it works out perfectly fine. So, you know, making sure you balance your own checkbook and you manage your money at your bank in a responsible manner. You keep a household budget. You know how much comes in and how much goes out. Most people end up picking their own 401k investment choices without any professional help. And a lot of times that works out fine too. But sometimes you encounter a situation where you really do need professional guidance. Maybe it's handling some sort of tricky tax situation, or the best way to create retirement income when you retire with a 401k and you don't know how to turn that into retirement income. So, Ron, I can think of a situation here recently with two different clients, and the answer was different for each of these two, even though they were seemingly the same. One gentleman came to me. Both of these are pension lump sum choice related. So one came to me, and for him, the rollover made the most sense. In other words, take the lump sum, roll it into an IRA. He was able to control that big lump sum of money. It became a family asset, and he was going to take the dollars out lumpy, not in a systematic monthly income stream like the pension was otherwise going to pay him. But I had another client that was pretty similarly situated, but with his decision, based on the analysis we ran, it made the most sense for he and his wife to just take the monthly payments. You know, the analysis also said for them to take it as a joint payment and not, you know, with some sort of survivorship left over for her, you know, a 75% or a 50% or a 0%. So with those, it took some analysis and looking into their holistic financial situation. Two families that appeared pretty similar on the outside got two totally different results when it related to their pension decision.
As it is with medical doctors, certainly financial folks have different specialties. You wouldn't want to go to a neurosurgeon if you had a problem with your knee. Just like, you know, there are different specialties when it comes to financial advisors as well. And, you know, I think that's one thing that, you know, somebody who's good for you when you're in your 30s is not good for you necessarily when you're in your 60s. And we just all got to keep that in mind, David. I know that there are folks out there who may be working with the wrong kind of advisor at this stage of their lives.
Yeah, so that can be a real problem. An analogy, and I don't want to belabor this, but I think it's a perfect fit for what you were just talking about. My wife had a knee replacement just in the last year, and she had some complications from it. Ended up in the ICU, and we had a lung guy, a heart guy, and a kidney guy. And they were all, first of all, they were talking about medical stuff that I did not understand, and there was something called a hospitalist who was supposed to quarterback the whole thing for us. And try to interpret between those three specialists. Finally, and he was doing a terrible job. So finally, an RN friend of ours stood right beside me and started interpreting things for me. And at that point, everybody kind of snapped into shape. The hospitalist stood up and took over, and we ended up with a good resolution. I think the analogy there is, we have listeners that have talked to annuity guys. We have listeners who have talked to life insurance guys and mutual fund guys and money management guys, and you've been sold pitches and products and et ceteras. But a whole lot of times, you end up with a bunch of products that don't work together. You don't want a bunch of great products. What most people want and need is a really good solution. And so that's what a fiduciary like me or like someone else that you know that can bring together all of those disparate parts, those types of investments that you kind of sort of think have a role in your portfolio, but you're not really sure how they fit together. You really need to get some good advice, hopefully from a fiduciary, who can put those together for you into a real plan that creates a solution to solve the problems that you want to solve as they relate to your life, your retirement, and your family.
Well, I don't envy you with that situation with all those different people in there, all the specialists in the room and the hospitalist. I don't know if I've ever heard of that before, but hopefully that helped.
I hadn't heard of that term either, but it made so much sense to have one.
True. It's like an interpreter, you know?
It is like an interpreter, and frankly, when you're talking about medical stuff, I'm a financial guy. Medical stuff goes right over my head.
Sure.
Well, I speak about financial things to engineers, to medical professionals, to business professionals. And frankly, a lot of it goes right over their heads too, because It's not easy. It's not like you couldn't learn it, but it's just not what you do. And So to have a really good quarterback, someone who is shaping a plan specific to you that is a solution, not a bunch of products,
it really
can really, really make a big difference in the outcome. And the outcome we're talking about is your retirement And your confidence in your retirement. It's really, really important.
Well, one more thing I want to ask you about here, and that is the fact that we're talking about things that you can learn from medical matters and how they apply to financial matters. Sometimes a second opinion can be helpful. You may think everything is fine, and just like seeing a doctor may give you a certain diagnosis and say, here's what you ought to do, you need surgery. Then you go get a second opinion, and that doctor says, no, you just need to take this pill for 4 weeks and you're going to be fine. And that second opinion makes a heck of a lot of difference, and sometimes it works that way in the world of finances as well.
I think it does, and it should. anytime you get a serious diagnosis from a medical professional or, frankly, a financial professional, I think a second opinion is a really, really good idea. So a lot of people that come and see me are, I'm either their first stop or their second stop, but very few people come to see me and just say, okay, that's a great idea, let's do it. I encourage them to go into every decision, including hiring me, with their eyes wide open. And I think that comes from getting a really good second opinion. What you want to do, I think, is make sure that at least one of those opinions comes from a fiduciary. You want to understand tax implications. You want to understand asset protection. You want to understand what your income plan is. And you want to know what the costs and fees are. And so I think getting a second opinion is really, really important. Our version of the second opinion here is what we call our CPR, our financial complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.